Kyle Chisholm, welcome back to the great outdoors. What the hell are you doing out there?
I don't know if it's the great outdoors. I think it's a bad description.
Well, when my guy Troll Train pulled away from you there, second moto, I was happy with that.
I wanted to beat him so bad at his home track just to give him shit forever after this. The second moto was better for me, obviously. A little better as the day went. Just, it's hard.
It's hard, dude.
Coming off the, like, this is hard. It's hard to just jump in mid-season and do one. I've been riding for a few weeks, put motos in, but this last week we had a bunch of rain and I had some stuff, other stuff going on. Didn't really get to ride at all this week, so I'm like, now I feel like so unprepared. But it was good. I had fun. Suffering was fun a little
really?
Bit.
Really? Yeah. So you actually, like, seriously, you had fun?
Honestly, like, I just get bored all summer sitting at home. So I'm like, rode a few weeks, felt pretty good. But I know getting here, this is a whole other level, you know. And these guys got their bikes dialed in. They're in shape. Just, even if you don't ride that much during the week, they've done 6 weekends of this, you know, like, putting their body through it. So they're in tune with everything. And I got better. Second moto, much better start. First moto, I was like last. Decent start, and I got in there with, like, I think it was Shane, both Suzuki guys, A-Mart, and then me. And we were all kind of, I think, for about 20 minutes, I was kind of just right there. My best laps were right around 20 minutes. And I was not really pushing, but comfortable, you know, right there with those guys. And I just, it was tough. I kind of tightened up, got a little tired, you know, whatever. And
you just got tired. You don't got to say tightened up. You got tired.
I did, though. Like, so first moto, I rode so tight. I told my dad, like, my shoulders, everything was, like, from riding so tense, like, death gripping. So that moto, I didn't really get tired, but my arms got so, it was like, do 300 push-ups, and then, like, you're just blown out after that. So first moto, kind of, I rode like an idiot, just rode tight. But it was good to just hang with those guys for, like, 20 minutes.
You're doing Washougal?
Yeah, and that next weekend, too. Gare Bear Mechanic, too.
Gare Bear is back.
Top 10 at Washougal. Top 10.
Yeah, you could probably say any track out there that he has gotten top 10 before, so why not again? I would think you could probably just do that.
Yeah. I honestly like
Washougal. Hey, Kyle, like in 05, we went 7-7 here.
I took a picture the other day. Brittany has a picture, like, in my gym room. 07 Millville. And I'm like, 15 years later, what am I doing? But no, Gare Bear's never been to Washougal. That's one race he's never been to. Yeah. Loretto's was always, you know, then, and my little brother racing. And then I didn't really go there much beyond that. So that was, like, bucket list for me to have him come with. And my mechanic, Bobby, can't actually make it. So, yeah, Gare Bear's going to be on the wrenches. So.
Best track of the series, though, this one right here.
We agree, right? That's why I'm here. This was on the list. So, no, it's good.
And then you're doing some Supercross stuff in the fall, maybe?
That's the plan. I'm talking to a bunch of people. I have quite a few offers. I'm talking to a bunch of the teams. But kind of narrowed it down and should know for sure in the next few days. But that's what it's looking like, and I'm excited to do it.
I thought we'd see you at Buds for sure, but that, no, Soupy.
That's, so this one and that one for sure. So what's hard for me is to keep training to do this for, what, we have weeks off, and then for another month and a half, and then I'm going to go straight from that to Supercross, to racing, and then to Anaheim. And I'm like, for me, I want to be ready for Anaheim, and I'm getting too old to put myself through this great outdoors, you know, but I want to do it, like I said, I'll do it next weekend, and then maybe some world stuff and be ready for Supercross.
Probably made like $600 out there today.
Maybe 700. You're probably right, probably 600.
Minus your 250 entry fee.
Exactly, 260. We have the processing fee. I looked it up. I think 10th is $500. So if you go 10-10, it's about 500 a moto. And it doesn't go
swimming in it, Chiz. All right, thanks, buddy.
I'm going to get big ceilings.